From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with me again around the Word of God. Be ready to turn to John's Gospel, and it's the chapter 9. We're looking at the verses 13 to 23 in our ongoing study of the healing of the man born blind. We'll be playing a lovely hymn sung for us by a choir, It Is Well With My Soul. But before we listen to the hymn, I'd like to remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We start a new study from the book of Job. We have entitled the study, The Ancient Truth of Conversion. And I, of course, will also be playing another extract from the sermon we have been featuring, Seven Blessings Which Follow a Visit by Christ. Tune in tonight, then, at 9 o'clock. Here's the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Turning, please, to John chapter 9. We're going to be considering the verses 13 to 23. This is the third part of our study of the healing for a man born blind from birth. Please consider the fact, and this is seen clearly here in this portion, that a person may be very religious and be in possession of at least some knowledge of what is taught in God's Word, and yet be no Christian. Here we have those who found fault with the Saviour, because in their opinion, he did not keep the Sabbath as it should be kept. Verse 16 reads, "Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." This they said because Christ healed the blind man on the Sabbath day. These Pharisees but showed their ignorance of the true meaning of the day of rest when they speak so of the Saviour's actions. The Saviour did not breach the fourth commandment at all, and they who thought he did were completely mistaken in their understanding of what was the purpose of the Sabbath day. God created the Sabbath for the well-being of man, for the good of his body, the good of his mind, and the good of his soul. The Saviour ministered unto this blind man and undoubtedly blessed him in body and mind and soul. This was totally in keeping with the reason for the Sabbath being given. It is true, of course, that God forbids the misuse of the day of rest by men, and it is misused when men pursue their own business interests, their pleasures, and general idleness. The proper use of the Sabbath day, and please remember, the word Sabbath simply means rest, is the refreshing of man in his whole being through fellowship and communion with God in accordance with his word. The Sabbath is meant to be kept holy. The mental, physical, and spiritual well-being of the nation has not improved despite the increased means of pursuing leisure and pleasure. Indeed, it should be noted that the very opposite has taken place as man increasingly abuses the Sabbath day. A recent report stated that teenagers' emotional problems have increased in the last 25 years. Lying, stealing, and disobedience have become more common for both young lads and lassies. This study of 15 and 16-year-olds took place in 1974, 1986, and 1999, and then the figures compare. It shows that anxiety and depression are rising. The report suggested declining mental health could not be linked to the background of these individuals, as there were parallel increases across social groups and all types of families. Emotional difficulties have increased significantly since the mid-1980s, while other problems have more than doubled for boys and increased by a third for girls over the 25-year period. The abandonment of Sabbath observance and God's truth generally has obviously not benefited the nation. These Pharisees, in their determination to discredit the Saviour, rejected the blind man's testimony of his healing. But the Jews did not believe him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called for the parents of him that had received his sight. Verse 18. See how the fear of these religious leaders limited the answer of the parents of this man? They acknowledged that he was their son. They acknowledged that he had been born blind. but they would not speak of how he was healed. The reason for their reticence to speak was fear of what would be done to them by the Pharisees. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Verse 22. Excommunication stared these parents in the face, should they have claimed that the healing was done by Jesus. What an admission of the prejudice and hatred of the truth that was in the heart of the Pharisees. They sought to disprove the miracle because they were determined to reject Jesus as the Messiah, no matter what he did or said. They were as men blindfolded. Their blindness was worse by far than that from which the man born blind had been delivered. His was but a physical blindness. Theirs was a blindness of mind against self-evident truth. The eyes of their mind had been poked out by their sharp, pointed prejudices and hatreds. They did not wish to believe that Jesus was the Christ, therefore they would receive no statement, no fact, no evidence that indicated that he was indeed the true Messiah. I wonder how it is with your heart and mind today. Are you even now, by some means or other, by mocking the words of the preacher, by seeking to shut out his words from your mind and heart, by blinding yourself to the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and that only through him can a sinner, whether he be a churchgoer or not, be pardoned and enter heaven when he dies? Is that how you are reacting to the gospel today? Maybe the words of the old hymn sums up your attitude. I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger and felt not my load. Though friends spoke in rapture of Christ on the tree, Jehovah said, "Can you?" That is the Lord. Our righteousness was nothing to me. When free grace awoke me by light from on high, then legal fear shook me, I trembled to die. No safety, no refuge in self could I see. Jehovah said, "Can you?" My Saviour must be. My terrors all vanished before the sweet name. My guilty fears banished, with boldness I came to drink at the fountain, life-giving and free. Jehovah said, "Can you?" is all things to me. May God awaken you to your lost condition and your need of Christ and deliver you from prejudice against the Lord and his word. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.